It was dusty, dirty work, sleeping and working out there in the desert, in the wilderness. Everything and everyone so dirty, you'd be hard-pressed to recognize a familiar face if they walked right up to you and said hello. There's no running water, no toilets, no electricity, no shelter to sleep under or in. The herder kind of smelled like his flock, covered with the smell and the dust of sheep dung. His long, unwashed body had been working hard outside, rain or shine, heat or cold, for days and months on end. It was dirty and back-breaking labor, lived to the soundtrack of a howling Palestinian wind. Or even worse, the times when the eerie silence was broken by the howls of a pack of wolves calling out to one another as they circled a lost sheep, trapped in the brambles, far from the safety of the sheepfold. Having made friends with a rancher and living close to ranch country in Colorado, I've heard modern stories of a dust so thick that it even gets lodged in between the sheep herder's teeth, embedded in their caked and dried lips, their skin dry and darkened, wrinkled too young from the daily exposure to the elements of wind and sun, rain and cold. There is still no running water, no indoor toilets. Their boots smell so bad, they're asked by family to leave them outside. The dung so caked into the leather, they decide not to bother to clean them because they'll just get dirty with sheep dung tomorrow. It's a hard life. And the daily luxury of a clean change of clothes is unheard of. Their clothes and boots so dirty and grimy, they'll stand up on their own and hold the shape of the wearer even when they take them off. This is the 21st century, and it's still a wild, dangerous, and unruly life living with sheep, leading them out, helping them find greener pastures, protecting them from danger. One could say it might even shorten a sheep herder's life. I recently read a reflection in a book on meditations about the Good Shepherd, and they mention him being like a gate that keeps us safe from harm, laying himself down like a barrier so that we might spend the dangerous night safe within the confines of the sheepfold. Perhaps taken from this passage from John 10 from the Message. Let me set this before you as plainly as I can. If a person climbs over or through the fence of a sheep pen instead of going through the gate, you know he's up to no good. He's a sheep rustler. And the shepherd walks right up to the gate. The gatekeeper opens the gate to him, and the sheep recognize his voice. This is Jesus, the Good Shepherd. His long hair shining in the rays of the sunlight broken through the clouds. He's wearing an amazingly bright and clean tunic, a gentle and beautiful smile on his lips while he holds a baby lamb with hands that are manicured and oh so clean. This is a familiar image of the Good Shepherd. Have any of you seen this image of the Good Shepherd kind of holding the baby lamb in his arms? At first glance, the familiar image brought up the meditation, and it seemed comforting. The Lord keeping us safe, far from danger, not letting trials get past him, keeping us safe within the sanctuary of the stony sheepfold. Then I remembered those times when danger does get in. Times when we've each faced doubt and loss, and yes, your clergy face such times of doubt too. So what does that mean? Have we all somehow wandered out of the sheepfold, stepped over the gatekeeper, gotten ourselves stuck in the brambles with the howling sound of wolves circling in for the kill? does that also mean we deserve our punishment? Are we meant to live a life of fear, of loneliness, sorrow, despair? So I pulled up the CNN app on my smartphone, and these were just some of the headlines. Death toll climbs after Nepal earthquake. Freddie Gray death, protesters damage cars. FBI probes possible ISIS-inspired threat. HIV outbreak grows in Indiana. Escaping Yemen with a boatload of refugees. And mom pens heartbreaking obituary before dying of cancer. In the words from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, hard trials and temptations are sure to come. We know, and the writers of the Gospels knew, that such was and is the painful reality of life, whether we were living with them in the second century or right here in the 21st. So what do we do? I have a couple of friends that I've asked to pass some things out this morning. They're going to be coming from the back. Thank you, Bob and Judy, for passing those out. They have some cards for you this morning, and I invite you to take one. We have plenty for everyone, so if you want to take one for a loved one or a family member, please do so. And this is something that you can use, like I do, as a bookmark, or I keep them on my bulletin board in my office. I keep them in my wallet and my purse, so you're all welcome to take those with you. I'll also have any that might be left over with me at the door after worship if you'd like to take one home with you. And you'll notice on the back side there is Psalm 23 printed. I know it's small type. We made it as large as we could to fit onto the card. So while those are being passed out this morning, on the front they say, "Keep calm, the Lord is my shepherd." "Keep calm and carry on" posters were produced by the British government in 1939 in preparation for the hard trials of the Second World War, and they were intended to raise the morale of the British public. Do you remember seeing those posters, Iris? We have someone who lived through World War II in Britain. The posters were intended to give them good courage, to stay true, to stay faithful in times of war. "Keep calm, the Lord is my shepherd." Jesus didn't spend his time hiding from the dangers of life there in the sheepfold. Jesus was a man on the move, with some estimates saying he walked well over 6,000 miles in his lifetime. And he didn't call the disciples or us to stay huddled behind locked doors, fearful of the dangers of the world. I was inspired for my sermon today by the recent words of David Henson. "The shepherd isn't in the sheepfold. The shepherd is beyond its boundaries, beyond the walls, beyond a place of safety and comfort." Jesus came to call each one of them and each one of us, my friends, out from the safety of the sheepfold and into a life of resurrection. And he did it with two simple words: "Follow me." From Mark's gospel in the Message, walking along the beach of Lake Galilee, Jesus saw two brothers, Simon, later called Peter, and Andrew. They were fishing, throwing their nets into the lake. It was their regular work. And Jesus said to them, "Come with me. I'll make a new kind of fisherman out of you. I'll show you how to catch men and women instead of perch and bass." They didn't ask questions, but simply dropped their nets and followed. These are simple words, spoken by a man whose feet were dirty with the dust of those 6,000 miles, bloodied by the piercing of a nail. In the words of Psalm 23, we follow the sound of his voice, leading us out and to the still waters that will refresh our wearied souls. to the abundance of green pastures that will feed and calm our fear, guiding us along right pathways to a place of hope and healing, and all for his name's sake. In the simple words of a shepherd, let me share with you the rest of the story from John chapter 10. Let me set this before you as plainly as I can. The shepherd walks right up to the gate. The gatekeeper opens the gate to him, and the sheep recognize his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he gets them all out, he leads them and they follow because they are familiar with his voice. Following Jesus doesn't mean that we will not know sorrow or loss or conflict or doubt. Stay calm, the Lord is my shepherd reminds us that he is always there with us, getting his hands dirty right alongside us as together we do the hard and sometimes backbreaking and loving work of the gospel, comforting those who die in natural disasters, being lovingly present to those who are afflicted with HIV, caring for the children of a mother who died too young from cancer. Working beside Jesus, we are called to follow him, to create a world, a kingdom of justice and freedom for all God's people, regardless of race or sexual or gender identity, immigrant or citizen, slave or free, Jew or Greek or Muslim, male or female. The Lord is our shepherd, and he leads us to places that are beyond the sheepfold, beyond the safety and security of what we've always known. Stay calm. Jesus promised to always be with us, fully present through and in the power of the Holy Spirit, our promised companion and our guide. Listening for the sound of his voice, we follow where he leads, in good courage and faith, for we are never alone in this hard kingdom work. Jesus is calling all of us, those who are afraid to leave the safety of the sheepfold and those who are ready to go, those who have never known the Good Shepherd and those who have. Keep calm, for the Lord will call us to places that will fill our souls through the power of his abundant grace. Keep calm, for the Lord has called us to follow him, and so we go. And along the way, we will indeed stay calm, for the Lord is our shepherd, and will stay with us no matter how wild, dangerous, or unruly our life. He is living with us sheep, leading us out, helping us to find greener pastures, and protecting us from danger. And may all God's people say, Amen. Amen.